Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman. And again, we've had him on so much. You can follow him on X at MikeWall68. And if you follow any of his podcasts and so forth, you know he's one of the best analysts out there going right now for sure. Mike, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, no problem, guys. Sparky, good to hear from you. I was just watching you announce that whole thing. For some reason, you couldn't find me, but it sounded all good, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait to get going. I really can't. All right, so let's start off first by talking about Aaron Banks, because that is the one that seems to be the offensive lineman in the fire right now with Matt LaFleur. And it feels like Matt LaFleur is getting impatient with Aaron Banks' availability. Then came news that he's battling some tendonitis. And I said earlier in the show that everybody's got a different pain tolerance of what they can play through and so forth. So I'm not going to sit here and make a judgment of whether or not he should be playing or not. But I kind of feel like that Matt LaFleur probably feels like maybe he should be playing.
Well, I think you said it best, especially this day and age. You just don't know what guy, the pain tolerance, you know, what they're being told. And the other thing is, too, like, look, on the one hand, Jaeger Burton's good. I watched a couple clips this morning. I don't watch preseason ball that much, and I watched a couple clips because I knew it was coming on your show. And he's not – he does a lot of things well, and I'm not talking about just for a rookie. Like, he just does a lot of things well for an NFL player. So if I'm sitting here and I'm Aaron Banks, and, like, you got the contract. Obviously, you signed a big deal last year, and you're safe for sure. And I thought he played a lot better towards the end of the year. But this kid's pretty good, and if I'm sitting out, you got to weigh this, like, Sparky, am I good enough right now to compete, or do I need to sit on the sidelines until I can actually, you know, reestablish myself and beat this kid out? Because I think Jaeger Burton's playing pretty damn well.
What about Mr. Belton, Escalade himself? I think there's been a lot of conversation about potentially him going back to being the backup right tackle. And Monk gets a chance at that right guard position. And I think if Ryan doesn't work out at center, maybe Monk goes back to center and Ryan goes back to right guard. How confident do you feel in that position right now at right guard?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, again, limited snaps that we get to see is, you know, like kind of real opponents. The thing that jumped out off the screen from Monk, and you always like a guy who's got leverage to him, which is another way of saying he's short. But you always kind of like guys, as long as they understand how to play with the length that God's given them. So it does just an incredible job on kind of these, like, lateral outside zone runs, particularly on the backside. He is really, really high level at that stuff. So that's where the game can improve dramatically from right guard last year. The downside of that is he hasn't quite figured out how to play under his pads in the pass protection game. He got kind of the push-pull deal more than once in this last game. He moves extremely well. If you put him at center, maybe you take that problem away. I'm not going to sit here and say Anthony Belton can't be the future at right guard. I'm just not ready to say that. It's way too premature. I think he certainly has the body and the disposition. It's just a question of kind of getting the hands and feet working together. I'll say this. The first two series of that last game, I really like what I saw with the interior three. Not perfect, but with young guys, obviously Sean Ryan's not young anymore, but for this younger group, I just thought they did a lot of things really well. I know it's a preseason game, not going to get too excited, but the pace of play, the footwork, the leverage, it just looked a little bit better than it did last season.
I want to talk about Belton a little bit more, because last week we got into this a little bit, and my thing was, and I said when we get you on, I was going to ask you this question, like, isn't there people he can work with in the offseason to work on feet, to work on technique and hand placement and all of that, to be better than he was after last year ended, to come into this season in a better spot from a technique standpoint?
This is what I do for a living.
I know.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's just, listen, the NFL game is, do your coaches want you outside the building? What are you willing to do? What kind of, like, have you gotten far enough along in your career where you understand that's probably a value add? There's a lot of questions you'd have to just kind of ask those guys. Maybe is, and here's the other thing. There's so many bad coaches out there, not only in the league, but outside the league, that you might just be getting bad advice. But look, if you look across the league, Sparky, at the top, I'm talking about the top guys, like the guys that have, you know, 25 million dollars and up, playing in National Football League at the line position. Like they all got guys that are working with them year round, and there's a reason for that.
He is Mike Wall, former Packers offensive lineman. You can follow him on X as well, at MikeWall68. He'll be my co-host this year after regular season Packer games and into the postseason on the Green Bay Football post-game show, coming to you, whether it be on video, on X, YouTube, Fan Milwaukee Facebook page. We'll be there, and of course, right there on your radio dial, too, all over the beautiful state of Wisconsin on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. I want to get your thoughts on the running back whose name I don't like to say until he plays two full games for this Packers team, because he had the ability to start, because Josh Jacobs obviously didn't play, didn't get a ton of action, got like five carries or so. I mean, I said this when he was drafted, and I've been saying it. It's no knock on him. I just keep getting my hopes up and getting him crushed, so I'm done wanting to really talk about him. He is so uber talented. You can just watch it. Even though he didn't have a big run or anything, you can just see the twitch. You can see everything.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, watching his SC highlights is just, it's like, you know, get your popcorn. It's fun to watch. And you're just waiting for that day that it translates over and he can actually get into a game and be healthy for any amount of time. When he's been on the field, he looks fantastic. I think what you need to see from a guy like that is you need to get him in space, whether it's, you know, in the short passing game, the screen game.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Maybe some outside tosses. and just let him use his athleticism. One thing I think that, and, you know, I'm not playing running back, but I spend enough time with Amon to know that, you know, maybe one of the hardest things for these young guys to do is really kind of pick their spots when you're trying to run A-gap, B-gap runs, which he, I think he did for the majority of the plays in this last game. You know, finding those spots, getting the rhythm, understanding the offensive line's block and timing and everything takes a little bit longer. So it's like when they brought Reggie Bush into the league, I'm not to try to compare the two, but when he went to the Saints, I was playing for the Panthers, and, like, you know, the Saints were really smart. They're like, hey, we're going to throw swing passes against your will linebacker all day, and when, run wheel routes and run screens. Like, we're not going to spend too much time trying to pump you up the A-gap. We're just going to give you space to run and let you do your thing. Hopefully that does two things for him. One, kind of frees him up, plays with confidence, and then two, keeps him injury-free because there's less people, you know, biting at his ankles.
Lucas Van Ness did well at the beginning half of last year and then got dinged up. First game, I should say, of the season, in the preseason, you're starting to see some of that from Van Ness, too. Gannon seems excited about Van Ness. What's your thoughts on Van Ness coming into the season?
Yeah, I mean, he's just such a he's such a solid player that has, you know, Fergie, he's one of those guys that's just, for me, it's so hard to, like, compare him to what you take a first-round pick. I think he's, like, 13th pick in the, you know, in the draft or something. It's just such a tough spot to land and not be a real productive guy. Guys are going to have big stats. But I'll tell you this, like, I love the way he plays. I love his physicality. I love his energy. You know, he tries to make the most out of his body, his athleticism. But, you know, even now, he's still kind of see the same stuff as far as you're just talking about Belden and going to offseason and working with pass rush coaches or just kind of finding your niche and what you're really good at. The only guy that I watched this last game where I was like, oh, there's something that would be really hard to block against is Cox and his kind of long arm that converts to a couple different things. And Van Ness, you know, it's like you get up the field fast, but it's not like you're Von Miller coming off the edge. It's like, are you understanding the angles of departure? Where are you trying to meet the offensive tackle? Do you understand how to beat that guy? And I don't know, not only Lucas Van Ness, but as you watch that game, how many guys on the edge, now that Michael Parsons isn't there, you know, where exactly are you going to find that pass rusher? Guys that are lining up every snap going like, I have a really great rush plan to beat that tackle.
Mike, the other thing that I'm curious about is no Micah Parsons for at least the first 4 weeks. I think a lot of people now are starting to believe that he probably won't be there for the Bears game either, that maybe the Cowboys game is more realistic in week 6. We've seen a lot of corner blitzes and safety blitzes and that type of stuff in training camp so far. Mm-hmm. Is that the best way to go about trying to get pressure on the quarterback right now without Micah Parsons?
Well, listen, first off, I love that Gannon's kind of showing you a little bit more than maybe we're used to seeing early, because I think this is what they're going to have to do without Micah Parsons in the lineup. And, you know, I've said this when Quay Walker was here, this is the thing that when he did it, he was fantastic at. But I've said this for a couple of years. It's like, Zaire Franklin came in, I think the second play of the game, and just ran through the face of the running back and caused a sack in the preseason. Yep. I think you're gonna have to see that a lot. One, because you got two guys who can do it, and then you know, two, because of the safety play you have behind you, and obviously drafting Sissy in the second round and feeling like you're at least solidified a good portion of the secondary. I do think you're gonna have to bring extra guys. I just don't know where you're finding the pass rush. You know, Lucas Van Ness is going to be a very good player this year. Does that mean he's a double-digit sack guy, a 15-sack guy, a guy that you're going to game plan around? I don't think so. And I don't think there's anybody else on the team at that position, that, except for Micah, that is going to cause that kind of problem. So you're going to have to bring pressure, and I think Gannon likes to bring pressure. If you watch his defenses in Arizona, I mean, he brings some pretty cool stuff. It's fun to watch. You've got guys that can do that. You've got safeties that can cover. So, you know, it's like, if you're not doing it, why'd you bring him in the first place?
Mike Wall, a former Packers offensive lineman, new post-game co-host with myself after Packer games during the regular season. Not doing them during the preseason, but once the regular season starts. Keyshawn Nixon, all over social media yesterday, talking to reporters. We talked about this in the first half hour of the show, him talking about not running with the ones and Cisse and St. Juice getting some time with the ones and him running with the twos for the most part as of late. And he's like, I don't know if I'm being punished or, you know, kind of what the situation is. You saw Keyshawn Nixon the last couple of years. What really is Keyshawn Nixon? Is he really a number one starting cornerback in this league?
He's a number. He's an all-pro kick returner, man. Like, why are we not using this guy where he's an all-pro? I just it like it. Sparks, nothing pisses me off more when these guys graduate away from something that they're all-pro at to go play another position. And listen, he's a good player. I think he's a guy that everybody wants on the team. I think you know it's so hard because now we've seen some plays, very specific plays where he has chosen not to tackle or tackle well.
Yep.
But I always liked, you know, early in when he was transitioning to the next quarter, the second guy, I always thought one thing that, you know, he's kind of hang his hat on, he was going to be a physical player. And, you know, if he doesn't have that, I don't know what he has as far as raw either athleticism or skill set compared to, you know, when you start looking at the real top guys in the league. There's a reason they drafted Sissy where they did. There's a reason that he's out of the starting lineup right now. It's not because he's being punished. It's because they're going to kick the tires on somebody who they think maybe has a higher ceiling. They've already seen things from him that they did not like. And it's completely up to him. And I don't know how well he did in this first preseason game where he's done through training camp to prove otherwise. But listen, the Green Bay Packers coaching staff is always – they know they're on borrowed time. Like, they're not going to sit here – and play somebody or not play somebody that they think can contribute, you know, heavily in the defensive room. If you're not playing, it's not because they drafted a kid in the second round, or you're not playing because you didn't perform and you need to perform at a certain level of expectation in order to get yourself back on the field. That's all there is to it. The NFL is pretty simple in that way. You know, if you're good and you're contributing to the team, they're going to find a way to get you on the field.
And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Mike Wall, I cannot wait for the post-game shows to get going again coming up this fall. You and me together with all the listeners, and it's going to be a good time. Follow Mike on X at MikeWall68. Mike, I look forward to it, buddy.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.